Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. Prairie's Edge Humane Society is fighting back. At the Rice County Commissioners meeting this week, it was suggested that they be defunded. As budgets are being set, County Administrator Sarah Falstead recommended to the board that they fund the same amount of dollars to the same various agencies for 2019 as they did this year. The Rice County Soil and Water Conservation District was among those agencies requesting additional dollars, but Falstead was in favor of holding as is. Commissioners Dockin and Bauer thought they should deny the annual $5,000 they give to Prairie's Edge and give it to the SWCD. That did not sit well with Commissioner Mollica, who represents Northfield and has had a long relationship of support for PEHS. No action was taken at the meeting, but they will be voting approval of allocations on December 11th as they set the 2019 budget. In the meantime, there's an outcry on social media and letters to the commissioners, including from longtime volunteer Sandy Vesladal, who wrote an email stating, "As a taxpayer and registered voter in Rice County, it is absolutely offending to me to read that Commissioner Bauer believes the services provided by Prairie's Edge Humane Society are not essential. The shelter takes in 450 to 500 animals, both dogs and cats, each year, animals that, without the shelter, would likely be picked up by law enforcement. That cost has not been calculated, including where to put them." She asks what he expects to do with those animals. PEH Executive Director Kathy Jasnock will be in studio next week to talk further about the possible defunding of the Humane Society. In the meantime, you can contact any of the commissioners through the Rice County website. I'll have a link. The annual audit report for the Northfield School District was clean once again with no compliance issues. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman said the finance department has some top-notch procedures in place. Finance Director Val Murdestorf gave an update to the school board. Hillman shared some highlights, including the fact that 82% of their dollars goes directly to education instruction. Schools are ranked in their spending, and the Northfield District,
almost always, there's 332 districts in the state, we are usually in the top 20 or top 15 in school districts in terms of the percentage of their general fund revenue that they spend in the classroom, you know, or on pupil support.
They're in the bottom 20 in spending on administration. Hillman added that they couldn't do it without the community's support. And we had a little snowfall. It's the season of shoveling, and EMS Director Brian Edwards says,
"We always see a few chest pain calls and heart attack calls, so if you're out shoveling snow and it gets a little bit too much for you, stop, and if you're having chest pain or shortness of breath, call 911 and we'll come check you out and take care of you."
He added that winter driving can be tricky, as many in the state witnessed last night. You need to always use caution approaching intersections, but Edwards added that there's a stretch of,
when Interstate 35 is notorious between the 66, 67 mile marker and Highway 19 and just north of Highway 19.
It's a windswept area that even with just a small amount of snow, it can get that glaze on it, so use caution. There were a multitude of accidents and vehicles in the ditch. Time to remember how to drive on the snow. News from around the state is next.